We still have her on the line with us. Going to give you one more chance to talk with her. Miss Lorena Simon, world-renowned clairvoyant. And I just want to real quick say thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
I love being here. I really do. I love the listeners. They're awesome. And I cracked me up. I tell you. Anybody who can laugh at themselves can be pretty cool.
Huh? Exactly. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Matt, you're on the line with Miss Lorena Simon. Do you have a question for her?
Yeah, I just, it's not even about me, really. With all the twists and turns, Lorraine, along the path of humanity's awareness,
right.
When do you foresee religion becoming universally considered a myth?
Never.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Huh.
And I'll tell you why. There are a lot of people that are changing their thinking strategies. But children are still forced to believe in the religion that their parents choose for them.
Well, it's the indoctrination that way that they can survive earlier on in life, but that was antiquated.
Exactly.
That's from Iron Age and Bronze Age, and now we're in an age where we don't need that.
We'll
eventually have lifespans that are hundreds of years. We'll have long lifespans.
I can't totally agree with you because there are people that do need it. There are more followers than there are leaders. And unfortunately, people need to be told what to do.
And unfortunately, the people that are saying what to do are sometimes not the most scrupulous people around.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is a big debate in itself.
Well, I hate to extend it, Green, but if that's the case, then when might you foresee religion or the oligarchy system becoming positive instead of negative? More so.
That is already beginning. That is already happening. People are already changing their thought patterns and seeing, even if they are Christian or Catholic or Buddhist, I mean, the bottom line is that people are looking at it love that helps bring the world together, not hatred or jealousy or contentment or judgment, period. If we stop judging, even for one single day, that would help the world heal. It really would.
Hmm. Great question, brother. Thank you so much, man. Wow. You're awesome, dude. Oh, did we lose him? I think we lost him. Great question, though. Yeah. Great question.
It was an excellent question, and he's right. We just need to stop judging one another and start loving one another. I mean, it's as simple as that. People just don't trust anymore, and, you know, you got to learn to trust before you can learn to love yourself.
You are the last one for today. What is your question for Miss Lorena Simon?
Hey, I want to know, I want a new career or job. What do you see me doing, Miss Lorena?
Ooh.
I see that up in the air because, unfortunately, you don't have a clue what you want to do.
You're right.
No.
You're exactly right. If this is the top of the... Yeah, if this is the top of the food chain, though, it's ridiculous.
What I would do is go up and take a career aptitude test. You have
you
a lot of abilities, sweetie. You really do. I mean, you could be anywhere from, oh, gosh, receptionist to computer work to, you know, being a good counselor. You know? You understand, don't you?
Yeah.
Did it help you at all?
More work.
Schooling is what it's going to take.
Okay,
you're going back to school.
Okay.
All right.
And that'll be great. But I think you ought to get into the healing aspects of it.